Hey, hey, it's episode 21. Your boys are here. It's me, Simon.
Well, that's the worst intro I've ever done.
21.
Forever 21.
Until we're episode 22, I guess. This is Colin with me. I mean, you all know that, but he didn't say his name. So it's just for newbies.
He didn't say your name.
I did. I said it's Simon.
Probably. You said it's your boys.
And then I said, my name's Simon.
Did you?
I don't know.
Play back the tape.
Yeah. No, when you edit it, you can cut it in here.
Isn't it your turn to edit?
Yeah, but I thought you might want to.
Right. No, I don't really want to do that. No. Okay.
Hey, how are you? It's episode 21. Your boys are here. It's me, Simon.
Summer is upon us, Simon. Or at least spring.
I think spring is upon us.
Well, I don't know. Glorious sunshine these last couple of days.
Yes, sir. I went to the zoo in the sunshine.
Did you?
And I learned that a snow leopard is happy in temperatures up to 40 degrees. Because I was worried for the snow leopard.
Fahrenheit.
No, Celsius. And it's down to minus 40.
Fahrenheit?
Yes.
Well, fun fact, minus 40 is the same in Fahrenheit and Celsius.
I guess that's fun.
It's fun.
Yeah, I guess. But I don't think plus 40 is.
I don't think a snow leopard's ever been to minus 4. I don't...
Why would you think that? Why would you dispute that?
I just don't think it's happened.
Okay. I mean, that particular snow leopard, if it were born in captivity in the UK, I guess not. But, I must be all over the place in the Arctic.
I don't really know what temperatures are.
Okay, what does that mean, I guess?
So I don't... You know when something like, oh, toasty out, it's X. I have not yet learned what those temperatures are. And wow. I know that zero is freezing, obviously.
Oh my gosh.
And I know that if it's a few degrees, but if someone says to me it's 14 degrees, I have no idea whether that's hot or cold or how I'm supposed to react to that. And I feel like I should have learned it at some point.
Because I remember having that feeling when I was 8 and then I learned it.
I need to plan on my upcoming trip to Seattle.
Okay.
And I need to work out what clothes I'm going to bring.
Sure.
And yet, here's my quandary. I don't know.
What temperature is it going to be?
Well, I don't know that either, but I can find that bit out.
I mean, I can't guess.
Seattle temperature. I'm going at the start of May, so let's say Seattle May. And it's, there we go. April's about 14. What's that? Oh, that's a month overview. Somewhere between 10 and 17. I have no idea what that means.
Okay, well, 10 is a bit chilly. 17 is getting warmer, but I'd still bring a coat.
Coat at 17? Okay.
I think of sort of like a light coat. I think of like 19, 20 upwards, you don't need a coat.
Okay.
30 upwards, far too hot.
I mean, I was also fairly familiar with the idea that 30 was very hot. I think it's in that spot where I was... Mind you, when I was in Boston, that's right, so I go to America every 6 months. That's my new thing.
Sure, no, of course.
When I was in Boston, I think it was not frequently much above zero, but it was good because I was walking a lot, so I could just put my gloves, put my hat.
Good big old jumper, I don't know. But
do I want to bring a coat and then walk around Seattle and get all hot by walking? So I don't want to be sweating true. Seattle. I don't want to make it Seattle, do I?
Oh gosh, that's actually quite a good written joke.
It works better written down.
Yeah, it's not a good audiobook. What gets my goat re-temperatures is when they're like, it's 14 degrees, feels like 12. It's like, well, if it feels like 12, it's 12 degrees. What does that mean? Like, if the only way I know what temperature is...
I think you know what three words I'm going to throw at you.
Why are you feeling it?
I think you know what three words I'm going to throw at
you. I have no idea what three words
are. Wind, chill, factor.
I love you.
It's wind, chill, factor.
What's the word factor doing there? Indeed. I think you could pick either of the first two words.
Wind factor.
Just get rid of the third. Just wind. It's wind or it's chill. Sure. Either way, if it's chill, that's literally another term for temperature.
Right. So you think people should say it's 18, but because of the chill, it's 15.
No, they should just say it's 15.
It's 15.
Because what you're feeling is for the temperature it is.
No,
it's almost like technically, actually. No. What else are you judging temperature by?
Want to be out of the wind.
Well, that's neither hither nor thither.
Feels like it is, though. So if I'm just like, if I'm stood leeward of something,
oh gosh,
I don't want you banging on about how it's 15. I'm like, well, it's feeling like 18 over here. I don't know what to do.
Well, that's true. It's like shadow or shade or something, isn't it? You can't get like, if you're standing in a dappled light, then it might be.
Yeah, it's 15, but it'll feel like 12 if you put some ice down your back.
See, this is useless info. It's just a big hoax, isn't it?
What? What's a big hoax?
Oh, you know, meteorology, probably.
Yeah, probably. If you had to choose on one part of your body to be freezing cold and the rest at a pleasant temperature, what part of that body would it be?
Such a good question, actually. Okay. I guess my hair. Because I don't have any feeling in my hair. Right. Okay. back when I had it, I have it. Alternatively, I guess like my neck or something, because then you can just pop on a lovely scarf.
Oh, yeah, good point. Put on a scarf. Yeah, yeah.
How about you?
Maybe my tongue.
I thought tongue, and instantly that's one of the worst ones, surely.
Is it? Because then you have a nice cup of tea. I'll sort you out.
Okay. Oh, so it's yeah, I suppose.
Remediable.
Yeah. I'm drinking tea right now.
Me too, decaf.
Mine is calf, but it is flavoured with caramelised biscuit flavour.
Oh, come on.
It's really nice. All right. It doesn't taste like the caramelised biscuit, which is what we are legally required to refer to Biscoff as, apparently. But,
All right.
Yeah, that's why everything's suddenly caramelised biscuit. It's just fake Biscoff.
Tell you what, Sam, if I'll Google, what clothing should I wear in Seattle?
Is this good content?
In May.
Okay, yeah. You've got your AI overview.
Layers. I mean, all clothing are layers.
Okay. I'll speak to the layer king, as you know.
Well, yes, you have to proclaim yourself a layer king. Spring type clothing. Oh, in May, I should get spring type clothing. Really helpful.
Okay.
Oh, I'm more confused than ever.
Could I just check what you were expecting?
I mean, because I'm not on board with your whole coat malarkey, Sam, but maybe...
Coat, Colin. Maybe like a denim jacket. You know, I'm very into my denim jacket now. I mean, my denim jacket era.
Yeah, I'm not going to wear a denim jacket. It's not 1996. I'm not bewitched.
I wish both those things were true, though.
A bit early for bewitched, isn't it? 96.
Yeah. When was their first song? 98, 99? No, probably 99. They taught me that life is a roller coaster. You just have to ride it.
See, actually, it's very
the
open.
It was Ronan Keating, sorry.
Seattle is very open to whatever you'd like to wear. Yeah, I wasn't too bothered about what Seattle thought about.
They're just desperate for you to wear something.
Okay, maybe I'll bring my brown coat. You know the one.
I do, actually. Yeah, why not? I mean, you can leave it in your Airbnb or hotel or wherever you're staying, I guess.
The other thing is this is the slight quandary, is that I'm planning to do hand luggage for the whole time.
Okay.
And
you can swelter on that plane. You can plane swelter.
I can swelter on that plane, couldn't I? Actually, and planes are ridiculously air-conditioned.
Well, that's true. I thought I'd check and see what if we've had any reviews on Apple Podcast Review.
Oh yeah,
we have not, obviously, but right. we've had four ratings.
What a build-up!
But instead, we have ratings.
Okay, ratings, great
ratings. We have 3 5-star ratings.
Love it,
and then 1 3-star rating, and it just really amused me. Like, who listened to this and thought, I should give this 3 stars. Like, this is not a real podcast. This is like, it would be generous to give this 1 star. But like, where are you sitting at me like, I liked bits of it, but it's a 3-star from me. Like, it's just, no. Like, by what criteria are you judging this?
Yeah, that's a good point. Because I mean, I can't imagine, if anyone doesn't know us, or let's be honest, know you, because none of my friends listen to us. What are they? Now, son, I visited your office recently.
You did, yeah.
And some of your friends are very excited to see me.
I think you were starstruck.
Few of them wanted to talk to me, I think it's fair to say. They wanted to see someone who looked like you.
And we did a photo opportunity, of course. We did a meet and greet with Susanna.
We did.
Because she needed 2 quotes, send her mum a photo for reasons that I'm not sure.
Seems logical. Do you think, are any of them listening to this?
Oh, I wouldn't have thought so, no.
No, fair enough. Have you ever met the twin of a friend? As in, you knew one of them and then you met the twin?
Well, I actually went to say hello to someone in Tesco a while ago, quite a few years ago, And she looked at me horrified and was like, oh, you must know Becky. And turns out that she was the twin of my colleague. She wasn't a close friend. And I was like, oh my gosh, I'm usually on the other side of this sort of dynamic. And I
did you explain that to her?
I did. I was like, I'm also a twin. She didn't seem to care. But then I did actually see both of them again at a wedding.
So it was a real twin. It wasn't a...
Yeah, she wasn't just like, I do not wish to talk to you. I don't remember meeting a twin of a friend other than that. Although I did once again see a friend at a festival and wasn't sure whether it was him or his twin, but it was in fact him. So I just saw a friend.
I guess. I don't think I have either. I mean, no, my friend Anna's twin, I think I've seen at church, but I haven't actually met her. Yeah.
Because people do get overwhelmed by it. And then, I mean, they seem to enjoy it, but then also don't know where to go next. I do remember your friends, whose names I forget, saying that I was like a smiley version of you, which I enjoyed. Mm. But you were a smiler now. You used to not smile.
No, son. The internet tells me, and belatedly, because I agree with them, that you're not allowed to tell people that they should smile more. I wish that had been around when I was a teenager and everyone was telling me to smile all the flipping time.
Maybe it's just the rage you were bringing to the table. Maybe it's this innate rage that people have.
It could be the innate rage. I remember telling someone who just kept me telling me to smile, please stop doing that. And her response was, you should smile more.
Well, she doesn't sound great.
If you're listening, I can't remember your name, but it begins with M.
Wow. M or N?
M.
Miranda, sure.
Yeah, well.
Sorry, you didn't finish the sentence. If you're listening, I've learned from you, now I smile more.
All right. I'm coming to get you.
Oh, my. Do I have to write this E for explicit if it includes explicit death threats?
Whoa. Reel it in. Dr. Crippen. There are no death threats there.
Dr. Crippen.
That's my go-to murderer.
Okay. I mean, I wasn't saying I was going to murder.
But you are a doctor, so.
Yeah, that's true. They did murder those people. Right. But did Dr. Crippen actually murder people?
Yes.
Who knows?
Well, okay. You often hear the pro-Dr. Crippen argument.
Isn't there a whole thing of, like, actually, maybe he didn't? Isn't he meant to have murdered his wife or something?
Listen, I don't know. I saw a thing once in, London Dungeons or something.
I do find, and this is not just me being bitter about podcasts with more five-star reviews than us.
Probably not London Dungeons. Probably based in America. Oh, no, he died in London. Carry on.
But I do find murder podcasts, e.g. My Favourite Murder, deeply distressing. I mean, I don't listen to them, but the idea that someone got murdered, and then people are like, oh, a spooky, spooky story to tell. It's like, if I was murdered, I wouldn't want it to be turned into an entertainment podcast.
No, it's a deeply weird thing. It's like misery memoirs that were all the rage a good few years ago now.
Mismems, if you will.
I will not. It's such a... I mean, you listened to Serial, didn't you?
Serial was great. I will say that. But it wasn't like sensational, I guess. And it was... Yeah, I mean, I don't know if I've got a good defense for this. It was just good.
I listened to a Serial spoof based around the Jeremy Renner app. But I never actually listened to Serial.
Just pause to drink that in for a second and to think, am I content with the life choices that have led to this?
Are you happy?
Yeah.
No.
Fair. Okay, at least you know that.
No, I mean, no. All right, to lead to that, yeah, fine. No, just the wider choices. So.
Oh, right, okay. Oh,
no, that was more of a thing that we should be upset about. Very funny. Jeremy Renner put out an app and then Sarah Ramos and someone else did a... spoof podcast.
Well, Sarah Ramos is actually involved in it.
Yeah.
Because she's the presenter of Serial.
No, she's not. Is she?
Well, I think she is.
Pretty sure she's not.
Let me Google that. So much Googling this episode. Serial presenter. That's not how you spell either of these words. Is Sarah Koenig. Okay, sure. Yep, carry on. You know, your classic Sarahs.
Sarah Ramos, you might remember someone from such TV shows as Parenthood.
No one's seen Parenthood. Why do you refer to it on every podcast?
it's a huge, son. Huge.
Or Gen Z or rediscovering it or something.
I don't know. But I did see some clickbait things. Like, you won't believe the Lauren Graham show that's finally come to Netflix or something. And it, it was parented, and I did believe it.
Yeah, that doesn't take a lot of... It's not that far-fetched, I would say.
It seemed quite plausible. What is weird is that there are two TV series based on a quite a forgettable Steve Martin film.
Okay, yeah. I mean, I haven't seen either of them, and I don't intend to. And that's all I've got to say on that.
Fair enough. That's all right. Do you reckon we get Lauren Graham on the show?
Probably.
I'll ask her about her new sitcom, The Z Suite.
Pardon me?
She's like an old school person who does it. I forget the job, some job or other, but it's entirely run by Gen Z.
Okay.
The clash of the generations is hilarious, no doubt.
Oh, it's a play on C-suite, which we don't really say in this country.
Yeah, we do.
Okay. I mean, I don't work in those worlds, I suppose.
I mean, I didn't work in a C-suite, but I
hope you'll say C-level, which I prefer because it's quite funny.
All right. I haven't heard that. No, I never made it CEO.
I was a CEO.
Oh, yeah.
Of being cool.
What does CEO stand for?
Chief Executive Officer.
Yeah, you sounded so confidently, and you're right.
Hooray. No, I'd hate to be a CEO. It sounds awful.
Although a lot of people, like, you start a company, you're basically the CEO. So
maybe I'm the CEO of this podcast.
I would not be proud of that.
5 stars, maybe. Well, average 4.5, maybe. Bebe.
Yeah, I mean, I think whoever is has given us 3 stars, as you say, quite generous.
Yes. I think I gave us 5 stars. I think
I was one you're of one of them. Right? I'd probably give us 2.
I think 2, because, you know...
Because 2 could twin.
Technically could be worse.
Yeah, I mean, that's I was going to say, I got to say, there's nothing actually offensive in it, but then you did all those death threats earlier, so I guess...
I want to be very clear that I didn't do any death threats.
You were come out quite strongly in favour of Dr. Crippen.
I just think we haven't heard both sides of the story.
Right. Unexpected. Are there any other murderers from history that you think haven't got a fair crack of the whip?
That's such a good question, actually. I mean, what do you think? So I know this isn't great content, but maybe I'll cut some of the thinking. Like Moses, I guess.
Well, I was thinking Moses. Yeah. Although I think actually history has treated him quite fairly.
That's true. Actually, if anything, he is well loved. Who else murdered people in the Bible? I mean, quite a few people, I guess.
Samson, I guess. But again,
see, people do tend to like Samson.
Yeah. When I was in Boston,
Judith in the Apocrypha.
Oh, right. the Boston Massacre, which I feel like we might have talked about the Boston Massacre last time. But
we are edging ever closer to being a Boston Massacre podcast.
Basically, some English or British soldiers opened fire and killed some people.
No, you did talk about that, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you think they had it coming?
I think there are two sides to the story, Simon. That's what I learned when I was doing the Freedom Trail.
Oh, that's right.
I'm going to Seattle. I'm looking forward to little Seattle trips. I see pictures of it on Instagram. It's like, yeah, that looks really cool.
Well, that's why they put those pictures there.
I guess so. I can go and buy fish from that fish market.
Okay. Are you going to do that? Have you ever bought fish from a market in any country?
Have I ever bought fish from a market? Good question. I don't think I
would. That's a listener question we had in.
If I have, it'll be in the form of like a tuna sandwich or something. But even then, I don't think I have. They famously throw the fish around this market. It's quite a tourist attraction.
Oh, that's brutal.
And in fairness, I have seen it done.
But. That's an insult to injury situation, I'd say. But I occasionally have thought I'd like to be the sort of person who buys cheese at a market.
Okay.
I used to look at the ones in... Oxford covered market, but everything's priced per like 100 grams. It's like, well, I don't know how much 100 grams of cheese is.
No.
Like, is that a tiny slice? Is that a big wedge? Probably tiny.
Yeah, I could not tell you. Mm. Could not tell you.
So I never bought any. That was how I solved that problem.
I like to go to a food market, as you know, but I
remember we travelled some distance to go to several markets for some reason, but I did enjoy them.
Well, I guess there's food markets and there's food markets, isn't there, Simon? Something like,
well, obviously the Kensington one, which isn't called Kensington, but that's how it is in my head. I really enjoyed.
Richmond, I think.
There we go. Oh, close.
Yeah, but that wasn't... That's kind of like food stalls, like all ready to eat, rather than going down and buying a block of cheese from a food market.
Mm.
I tend to buy hot sauces from food markets, and they tend to be bad.
Okay, well, I can see why you keep going back.
Every now and again, they'll be good. every now and again. Maybe I'll do that. Although it's going to be difficult to bring hot sauce back on a plane, probably.
You could just have to down it in security, I suppose. I
could down it in security. To show that I'm a maverick.
Yeah, real man.
Because that's what you want at an airport. You want people to think you're a maverick.
I guess Maverick did fly planes.
He certainly did. I don't play by no one's rules, I'll say.
I'd love if you could play by the rules of the airport security.
No, I've actually...
Because they're getting quite trigger-happy on the old arrests and the guns.
I do very much play by everyone's rules, to be honest.
Yeah, no, that's fair.
I'm a big rule follower. I love to follow a rule. I
love that bro code.
Yeah, I wasn't thinking necessarily of the bro code. But, okay. Should we talk about the fact that our mother, Simon, Mrs. Thomas,
as we call her, have to be respectful.
Yeah, admitted today, and I hate to say this in front of all our listeners, that whilst playing New York Times Connections, she did some research, as she calls it, into one of the names. Now, is this cheating?
Well, you had been very clear in the past that it was when I suggested that I looked up a word I didn't know what it meant. And since you chastened me for it, I have never done it again.
I would say cheating. You would say cheating.
Well, I probably would. Mum would probably, I imagine, not say cheating.
I think Dad needs to answer this question right now. Dad, Mum's there, no doubt.
Reverend P. Thomas.
I want you to make the final judgment call. Your vote counts for three. Because, you know, why not?
Okay.
And let us know how...
sort of irrelevant, I suppose.
Let us know how that went.
Yeah, tech says...
Oh, we just received a message.
Right. Well, I knew I edited it fast. I didn't know it was that fast. I didn't edit it fast.
That was an email that reminded me that I booked a pub on Tuesday night. A table in a pub.
This goes deeper than I thought.
When you're ordering food in a pub, what percentage of the time would you say you remember what table number you are?
I would say probably a solid 95% because I'm terrified of the awkwardness. Of them being like, what table is it? And me being like, I'm so sorry, I came here.
I would say I forget to check about half the time.
Really? Do you not fear the awkwardness?
No, probably not. Well. But I'm a man of the people. I don't know if you knew that about me, so I've told you enough times. I'm a man of the people.
It's just everything you do and say suggested you weren't. That was what threw me off.
Sure. So I just have a little jolly laugh with them.
I always feel out of place and like they might be like, shouldn't you be at some sort of like coffee shop broad ladies?
Well, someone went down the Gloucester Old Spot with my mates Seb and Wes.
Okay.
Might be strong, but they, they're like, they know me.
Would they know your name?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. There's quite a churn in the bar staff, so they wouldn't necessarily know me, but those two.
Quite a churn. Do you mean, are you using the word churn to mean turnover?
Yes.
Is that a thing people do or not do?
This thing with people do some. Two things we all do.
So we can't rule it out. Get in touch if you've used the word churn to mean turnover.
It's quite big in financial circles, I think.
Oh, right. I don't tend to move in financial circles.
Yeah, there used to be a thing that financial advisors would often be accused of churn when they just move clients between products in order to make more commission.
Well, they're really the good guys, isn't it?
Listen, Simon, let me tell you a thing or two about financial advisors.
Okay.
Boo to them all, I say.
You were a financial advisor.
I was not a financial advisor.
I feel like you more or less were.
I want to be very clear, I'm never a financial advisor. Indeed, look, many times I explicitly said I cannot provide financial advice.
Well, that's what they don't do, am I right?
Possibly you're right.
Takedown or something, I don't know. You might recall earlier in this podcast I referred to a Ms. Ma'am and you didn't take to it.
I remember, yes.
Yes. You know I love an abbreve. They just had a bit of pep to the day. But which makes me think of two, I'm going to call them anecdotes, which is overkill.
Okay. Before you launch into these anecdotes, so-called,
yes.
Are they just going to be tiresome things where you abbreviated something and people responded?
In fact, curiously, no.
Oh, okay.
Neither of them are times that I abbreviated something.
Goodness me, okay. Well, I have a newfound respect for you.
Thank you.
Very
last. one was when I told you I was making fattoush and you thought it was an abbreviation in a sort of boy who cried wolf scenario, I suppose.
Sure.
And the other one was an abbreve I learnt from my friends Steph and Chris, whose church is being refurbished or something. And the painter said, oh, I'll just do Maggie on the other walls. And turns out in the building trade, or at least this individual gentleman, they referred to Magnolia as Maggie. Isn't that great? I love that.
It's unexpected.
So fun. Unexpected. I do think it's sad that the magnolia tree is so beautiful and magnolia as a paint colour is so boring.
It's got a bad rap, magnolia.
Well, it's just so dull.
Yeah.
I just, you know, I like a bit of colour on a wall. I recognise that you've not painted any of your walls.
No, I've never painted any of my walls, no. But I've been here for 12 years now.
And I think they say that you should do it every 7 years, maybe.
Yeah, who's they? Paint.
You said you like to follow rules.
It's not. I like to follow actual rules. I'm not Dulux trying to get money off me.
I've been here 7.5 years. Maybe I should repaint everything.
Ridiculous.
I have repainted, I guess, the hallway and the kitchen and the bathroom since I've been here. So it's just the living room and the bedroom. But how am I ever going to get to the walls? There's bookcases everywhere.
You've repainted the bedroom since you moved?
No, bathroom. I didn't. Well, someone else painted. I've hated a man to paint my bathroom when he did everything else as well.
I did change my shower curtain the other day.
Shout out to Sam. That's nice. Did you have something fun?
Yes. Okay. I'd say fun. If you like green leaves.
Ooh, I do like green leaves. There you go.
The previous one was a marble effect. So I'm really...
He's going for Grecians.
What?
Yeah.
Grecians.
I mean,
I guess Grecians do have marble and leaves.
Yeah, they love ferns. I'm assuming it's a fern, but it could be a different type of leaf.
I don't know.
As you know, I'm in my houseplant era at the moment. And it's going really well, actually.
I thought you were in a denim era.
I've got two eras at the same time. Consider this the eras tour of my eras. There was a little Taylor Swift reference there.
Yeah, we all got it.
Taylor, you didn't laugh. That was the only thing. So
yes, I mean,
I don't know if I might cut it out, but
yeah, no, I mean, are references necessarily amusing?
Great question.
I mean, it's quite easy to answer because we have a recent example of how a reference was not in any way amusing.
I don't recall.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, so far the plants are living. And Hargreaves has only eaten some of the leaves of one of them.
For those who don't know, Hargreaves is our grandfather.
He loves eating leaves. Unlike our actual grandfather, who did judge me for being vegetarian. But then I got into Oxford and always forgiven.
I was maintaining an even keel of yes. Those things.
Yeah, he did once try and tell me that he said... lettuce is also dead, so
he's got a point.
Has he?
He's got a point.
He's a man of his generation. You don't have the same excuse because you're a man of my generation.
Yeah, Gen Y for life.
No one ever says Gen Y, do they?
Not really. That's what we are, son. Gen Y.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure you're familiar with the term for what we actually are as well, of geriatric millennial. Whoop, whoop. Someone actually the other day who. I would say is probably like 10 years younger than me, did say with undue confidence, I assume you're Gen X. And I was like, wow. He then backpedaled into what years he thought Gen X was. So it's like, I see through this. I see through it. Good. In fact, it was a friend I went to see the snow leopard with. Although I was most excited about the red panda. Love a red panda.
Yeah, red pandas aren't bad, I suppose.
They're so snoozy. They're snoozy little faces.
I don't often go to a zoo. Whenever I go to a zoo, I feel slightly depressed, I think.
Because they've all been captived. Well, just, that's not a word, but captive.
Because they've been captived. Almost all the animals at zoos look very depressed, in my experience.
I suppose they do look a bit forlorn.
Apart from an otter I saw at San Diego Zoo.
The otters were very cheery at this one. Quite squeaky. They definitely wanted food.
And polar bears, obviously. I'm never going to be depressed seeing a polar bear.
Never seen one. Never have. The tigers looked quite cheery because there was a new lady tiger not far away and he was showing some interest. Like,
could have been the gal.
But the penguins have mysteriously been moved, unclear where to, seemingly not the zoo.
So, the tiger? Did the tiger eat the penguins?
Maybe the tiger ate the penguins.
Let the tiger see the penguins.
Okay. It's weird that you've done a sort of reference to a show you've never seen.
I think I saw a clip of it once.
Has he been cancelled yet? He seems like the sort. Allegedly.
Wow.
if this podcast really takes off, that could come out to bite me.
Yeah, all the paddy heads. Well, that's a phrase I probably shouldn't use.
To be clear, I could have meant anyone. So you're not narrowing it down. Just one of the contestants they had once.
Yeah, maybe.
Angelo.
Well, the Angelo heads. Are
Angel heads, they call themselves. Mm. Angelo. Yeah, that was my commentary on that.
Thank you for repeating that.
Well, you know, I'm famously bad at making up names, so I was quite pleased with that one, actually.
Yeah, no, it was an actual name. What's your favourite SI unit of measurement?
SI? Mm. For psi?
Sure.
I don't know what that is, so I'm going to say Brussels?
right.
Close?
No. SI, I didn't. Apparently, it stands for International System of Units. So I guess it's Système International or something.
Oh yeah, maybe so.
But SI units, so like for time, it's seconds; for length, it's meters, etc., etc.
Brussels.
No,
I get my favorite. I mean, I've got a sneaking fondness for the mile. I'll say that.
Okay, it's not an SI unit, but that's fine.
What? Isn't it just in your list of examples?
No, I said meter.
Okay. I think it's fun.
There are 7 base units. Is that it? Huh. Well, I think you know what's going to happen now, Simon. It's a fun game.
It's a guess the base unit.
There's 7 base units. Now, I've already told you 2 of them, and so far you've got one of those wrong.
Well, meter, I guess, was one of those.
Meter, correct.
Second, you also said.
I did, correct.
Grams?
Kilogram, but sure.
I don't think there's anything else you can measure.
No, the next 4 are harder, I'll agree.
Watts?
Well, I say electric current is one of them.
Take it.
But it's ampere.
Close.
Thermodynamic temperature.
So is that just Celsius?
Swing and a miss. It's Kelvin.
No, you know people who go on about Kelvin. It's like, grow up.
Right.
We get it. You're a scientist. No one talks about Kelvin unless we're talking about Kelvin Fletcher, Emmett Elstar, and winner of Strictly Come Dancing.
We need to talk about Kelvin.
Okay, I enjoyed that.
Yeah, although not my own joke. It's the title of a book, popular book about science. Amount of substance. That's a tough one, I grant you.
Or just like stuff.
It's a mole.
What does that mean?
Mole. It's 2 × 10⁻ something or other. Or is it? Oh, it's not. 6.022 × 10²³ elementary entities.
No idea what that
anyway,
means.
Anyway, I seem to remember talking about them in science back in the day, and I don't really remember anything about them. And the final one's on luminous intensity is the candela.
That's something they've made up, I will say that.
Candela.
I like that British people will use meters for short distance and miles for long distance. It's like, that's what we've landed on, and that's what we're going to do.
I'm all about that, yeah. When people say, like, oh, it's... Well, apart from, like... race, like running, it's like it's a 10K or a 5K. But then,
Which was annoying when back in the days of sat-nav, it's like, I have to choose between metric and imperial. Why can't I have the interim that everyone actually uses?
Yeah, well, everyone our age at least.
True.
Because our parents would probably talk about 500 yards or something rather than...
And they're always going about 500 yards, yeah. Everything's 500 yards this, 500 yards that.
They're never not. Never not.
How's that tea? How's that tea doing for you?
Pretty good. Now I've got a kind of job interview coming up this week, Simon.
Have you?
Broadly.
What
are your job interview tips?
Aggressively smile at everyone.
Okay. Aggressively. How does one aggressively smile?
Bare teeth. I will say I don't.
How does one non-aggressively smile?
Holding your hand in front of your mouth.
Okay. So smile without my hand in front of my mouth.
I don't know if you need tips from me on account of you having been given almost all but one of the jobs you've ever applied for, which is I certainly haven't.
That is true.
So if anything, I should be getting tips from you.
I can give you some tips. Let me see. Make some jokes.
Okay.
Make a few jokes. Ask for some water.
That's a tip, is it?
I quite often, I was like, oh, can I just have a glass of water, please?
I mean, what's, if you, if as much as you get some water.
If your mouth gets dry, son, you got some water to sip.
Has anyone else ever applied for the jobs that you've been going for?
Very rarely. it's rare, son, that people remember to ask for a glass of water.
It's not rare. Everyone does that. I once went for a job interview, which I... Oh, my Miss Mike's wandered away. Well, they asked if I wanted a cup of tea. I said yes. I started drinking it during the interview. Mm. And after about halfway down the cup, I realised that they'd left the tea bag in the cup to try and like extricate it. Thankfully, it was at a company I already worked, so I knew everyone on the panel already. And then weirdly, I didn't get the job. And that's not what's weird. That's normal. But I went away on holiday, came back the day the new person was meant to start, who's going to be maternity cover for my boss. And she wasn't there. And it was confusing. And then I was called into a meeting being like, she decided on the, you know, yesterday that she's actually not going to take the job. So you have got it instead.
Nice.
But we can't tell anyone because your line report is on holiday. We want her to know first. So I just had to go a week of ever being like, where's the new woman? And I'd be like, it's weird, isn't it? Where is she? Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Could have just texted this woman.
Couldn't you? Yeah, it was a bit weird.
But no, only once since university have I interviewed for a job that anyone else was interviewing for, I think. Well, no, twice, including the one I didn't get.
Oh, well, that doesn't explain why your tips about demanding endless glass of water are being made.
So a lot of people don't make jokes during their job interviews. A joke or two. Everyone settles down. I mean, I'm not saying like start off a horse walks into a bar kind of stuff, but just a few amusing wry comments.
I did hope you was laughing.
It's a fun part of the office. Or do what I did at my St. James's Place interview and go on a bit of a rant about how much you hate those kind of weird Myers-Briggs things. It turns out the HR woman in the room is the person who organises them for the company. Because they like a bit of moxie.
They like the candor. They like the fact that you're not afraid to look stupid. which is something I've always appreciated about you.
I'm not afraid to speak the truth to power, Simon. They offer me the job, I turn them down.
Right. Well, one of our regular listeners, Marley.
Hey, Marley. Hey.
Marley has indeed interviewed me on more than one occasion, maybe just one occasion. Okay. Yeah, she's done job interviews for me. So
did she offer you the job?
She offered me every job I applied for. In fact, yes. I think created a job for me at one point. But thanks, Marley. Yeah. And looking back on that interview, I think probably the main reason I got it is because I was available immediately. But but I also referred to Waitrose as the Tros at one point during that interview. So.
Wow. I guess your tips are worse than mine.
If possible, abbreviate a high street supermarket.
I'm not sure it's legal for me to not give a job to someone because they abbreviated things.
No, I think that's a protected characteristic.
But I mean, forgive me. If
you're starting with to forgive me, it probably means you're going to say something not very nice.
Well, as you know, my feelings on this abbreviation is that it's
just a bit of harmless fun, isn't it?
It's the kind of pathetic nonsense of someone who can't make real jokes.
Right,
It's the equivalent of saying no pressure at the end of a
episode. I mean, I do think it's just a bit peppy, isn't it? Just a bit of fun.
So I think I'd be well within my rights to not hire someone based on the detrimental impact they would have to the others.
Just a bit of fun. I mean, what's more fun to say? Riddle me this. For example, trials and tribulations, right. Trials and tribs. Trials and tribs is so fun to say. No. Sorry, I gave away the answer.
Right. What I'll give you this one, that trials and tribulations is approximately zero fun to say.
Yeah.
Trials and tribs, unfortunately, goes into the negative numbers.
It's just really... Only today I used the word, in a text, I used delib instead of deliberate. It's just a bit of fun, actually. Just a bit of harmless fun. I did, when I was interviewing... being the interviewer, do a bit of, you know, casual, see what online presence they have situ. We all do it. Sure. And saw that the person interviewing was a football fan. I was like, is that an acceptable reason not to give someone a job? And I did give him the job, and he still got the job, and he's great. But it was like, that's a tricky one, because he could talk about football. And you know what? He does talk about football in the workplace. And that's horrifying. I love the guy, but it's obviously dreadful. And that was I really made a self sack there. A little review for you just popped in. A little flavor.
You know, I heard it.
Yes. People love them. Some people love them.
I don't think they do. I mean,
some people do. Some people hate them, sure. Most people hate them. Some people love them.
Yeah. I mean, we've talked about this on the pod before, I think.
Probably. You just use the word pod instead of podcast.
Mm. Podcast is a weird word, isn't it?
I suppose it was all related to iPods.
I guess so. I never had an iPod.
I had several. I still got one somewhere. Probably still works. I mean,
but I've never owned an Apple product. Unless you count an apple.
At least the sorts of jokes you're telling your dog in 2 weeks. Is this what you're bringing out?
Yeah, no, you got to do your own laugh.
Yeah, no. Well, no one else is going to, are they? But so, firstly, I absolutely understand if anyone feels they need to give us a 2-star rating after that. But secondly, I have owned two types. I think I probably owned 3 or 4 iPods. And of course, I had my iPhone that was bad.
iPod, I think, is the correct.
I do not think that's correct.
Speaking of Apple products, I bought a couple of apples when I was in Boston, and they were absolutely huge. And I was like, "Well, that's crazy." I just thought it'd be just like the 7-Eleven sells really huge apples. But then I watched a YouTube video about apples,
and it
looks like Americans just deliberately grow their apples really big.
Now, I hate the fact that I'm interested in this because it's objectively tedious. But would you describe it as being like waterier than an English apple?
Well, no, I think. It wasn't. I was expecting it to be, but it wasn't. It was very nice. There's something called, I think, Easy Crisp, or maybe Easy Crisp is the brand.
Are they spelling it EZ?
They're not. And the apple itself might be called a Golden Crisp.
Oh, they love a Golden Crisp. That's definitely a type of apple.
And yeah, apparently it's like such a popular apple that all other apples kind of were redundant because everyone was buying Golden Crisp or various varieties thereof. And yeah, there was half as interesting as the YouTube channel. They did a fascinating video on apples.
Sometimes you do conform to some stereotypes, don't you? just an observation, I suppose.
I just thought it was really interesting. I also watched a video that was not interesting on comparing the Boston and Toronto transit systems, which I did not get through. But it talked about the trams in Boston, and I'll be honest, I do not remember seeing any trams in Boston.
Thank you for your candor on this front.
Apparently they're better or worse or something. I don't know, I didn't get through the video. But...
Right. It's actually quite reassuring to me that this podcast isn't the worst content out there.
I do love a tram, though. I love hopping on a tram.
I've only been on a tram in Canada.
Yeah. Mm. Listen up, man. Go to Sheffield.
Tramada, you will. Go to where, sorry?
Sheffield. Got a good tram.
Well, I did go that one time when you insisted we go there, and it was very boring.
It was pretty boring, but that's because we didn't go on the tram.
Well,
Manchester's got a nice tram.
I'm not going to Manchester, though, am I?
I don't know. Are you?
And any circs. Mm. Tomorrow, I'm going to... Say it with me, Scotland.
I didn't say it with you because I didn't remember that you were going to Scotland.
I'll edit it in. And
just using that second time I said it just then.
Yeah, or I could just impersonate you, I guess. Scotland. That was you.
It's pretty accurate.
Yeah. Scotland. Yeah, that was worse. I lost it.
Scotland.
Scotland.
You're doing a slight Scottish accent.
Scotland. Well, you do often do that.
I do quite often do that, that's true.
Going near Stirling in Gargunnock.
You can go to see the Wallace Monument in Stirling.
Can I? Okay.
I mean, I stayed the weekend in Stirling a couple of years ago.
And you tend to plan quite heavily for your holidays, and I have planned absolutely nothing except the books I'm going to read.
Yeah, I wouldn't plan as hard for Stirling, I think. No offence to Stirling, but there's nothing to do there. And I'll be honest, I didn't even go to the Wallace Monument. I just looked at it as I walked past.
Right.
It's on a hill. I was like, oh, yeah, I could go up that hill, but I can't be bothered. I did go to a Nepalese/Indian restaurant with my friend John.
I went to one of those only last Wednesday.
Yeah. And also watched Stirling Albion play.
I'm sorry to hear that. But my friend Megan, who was born in Nepal and lived there until she was 14, had a lovely chat with the guy who was also from Nepal and ran the restaurant. And then later I went to look at their reviews. The restaurant had only been there maybe a month. And they were very good, very friendly, delicious food. So I gave them 5 stars. But it became clear from that review that, from the reviews rather, that their first weekend had been unsuccessful, in as much as they clearly had more people than they could have to cope with. Okay. Quite a few negative reviews. And they had taken, I'd say, the always unwise approach of replying with bitch little comments to all of them.
So. Every now and again, there's the Times recently, like they'll get into the newspaper and they're like, hilarious comebacks from Chef. And it's like, and then they quote them and they're always... Well, in fact, this particular guy had spent some considerable hours, as far as I could work out, studying CCTV footage because someone said they couldn't finish their food. And he's like,
oh my gosh.
Not only did you finish yours, but you had some of your friends as well.
We'll have a clap back, I suppose. But do people still say clap back?
I don't. Do people still say "we love" to when they're talking about themselves?
I hope so. Am I relevant?
Maybe I couldn't tell you something.
Someone did, at work did say that millennials don't know the term "it's giving." And I say, excuse me, I certainly do.
Yeah, I mean, I would never use it, but it's a very obvious what that means. Like the first time I saw it, I knew what it meant because it's very clear what it means.
Yeah, it does get confusing around Giving Tuesday. But
although dropping is quite has confused me before,
like it's like dropping, it's coming, that sort of thing.
Yeah, it's like Harry Styles has dropped his new single, and I'm like, oh, that's a shame.
Well, this ep is gonna drop, Carl.
So he is in people's estimation. Got us.
What?
I got us.
Oh, it's nice to know that people had a high estimation, though. Or is it already quite low?
I mean, it's another zero to negative situation going on, I think.
Hell, man.
Yes. No.
Yeah.
No.
No.
No. There's no such thing as zero negative Kelvin, rather.
You're negative Kelvin.
Good one.
What about the time Kelvin Pledger got axed? Actually, no, I think he did quit Emmerdale. I'll say that for him. He chose to leave. It was a mistake.
What?
They always think they're going to have a career. It's like, maybe not going to have a career. Stay in the soap forever. It's easy money.
Yeah.
You're not going to be the next Margot Robbie. And there's not many famous people who have come from Emmerdale. Jenna Coleman, she came from Emmerdale.
Did she?
That's all I can think of.
Every now and again, where did Anna Friel come from?
Brookside.
Where did the lass on All Creatures Great and Small come from?
Hollyoaks, confusingly. Okay. Oscar winner, whatever her name is.
Yeah. Rachel Shelton, maybe?
That's it. Cast because she looks a lot like Cheryl Cole.
Cast because she looks like Cheryl Cole.
That was her sort of starting storyline. It's like, wow, you look like Cheryl Cole.
What Oscar do you think you'd be most likely to win?
Well, I think we may have talked about this before.
Oh, do we do this? Okay, scratch sure. that.
Which I mean, scriptwriter, I guess, like adapted screenplay.
I think we asked what Olympic medal.
Oh, that's right. Well, adapted screenplay. I mean, again, not likely, but what else is it going to be? Cinematography. Sure. So if you know what it means.
No.
How about you?
I guess.
I mean, presumably the same.
I could see a world in which I was a producer.
Not with the way your money's going.
No, that's true. That's true. So I guess best picture.
Oh, wow. I mean, it is sad that producers win that because they haven't done anything except just throw some money at a problem. Give us a prize.
That's not the case.
Disagree.
Interesting. Would you say that Tom Cruise, Simon, has not earned all his producer creds for the Mission Impossible series?
That's exactly what I'd say. But you also can't tell me that Mission Impossible has won a best film Oscar. Not least because it hasn't.
I can't tell you. No. But
they're barely films.
Sorry, what?
They're barely films. I've seen two of them.
They are definitely films.
Well.
And I've seen all of them. They're widely regarded, correctly, as the greatest action franchise of all time.
Yes, I'm sure they're not. But got him.
good one.
Anyway, I was remembering the phrase that I forget whether you liked it or not. Right next to No, that I used to bring out. Do you remember Right Next to No?
Oh, gosh. Yeah, let's bring flashbacks. Yeah.
It's a fun, peppy way of saying it. You'd be like, yeah, Right Next to No. And by you, I mean me.
Just you. And it didn't really mean anything, did it?
No, it doesn't. What I like about it is it doesn't make sense, but it is aggravating. So. All
right, like yourself, got him.
No, that was a good get. I'll give you that. I'll give you that one.
I'll tell you my new favorite podcast. That's not a thing. Podcast.
Yes.
It's called The Wheel Weaves, Simon. It's a,
is it about the Wheel of Time?
It's about the Wheel of Time. Oh, and it's a charming Canadian couple who, in fairness, the main podcast is them going through the books, but they are doing episodes on the series. And they're lovely. They have a great time.
They speak
with Canadian accents.
I suppose they would.
They almost make no reference to the fact they're a couple. Again, they'll like talk about their kid or something. But
I think he's cheating.
I don't think so. No, Simon. He's lovely. Probably. Okay. He's Canadian.
Of course he is.
I'm pretty sure no Canadian has ever cheated anyone. That's right.
I can't think of any right now.
No. Did Rachel McAdams? I feel she might have done it anyway. I could be wrong. Sorry, Rach.
Well, Alanis Morissette has that vibe, doesn't she? But I don't know. What I do know is that Paddy from Take Me Out is a wrong'un. That's all I'm willing to say.
Well, I'll tell you who is a wrong'un, allegedly.
Mm-hmm. Badgers? Oh, sorry, allegedly.
Allegedly, is the mayor of the West of England. This is a bit heavy for our podcast.
Didn't know the mayor of the West of England had a mayor.
Yeah, it's relatively recent. But Dan Norris, he's also an MP. And apparently you're not allowed to rerun for mayor as your MP, but you're allowed to carry on being mayor. Even if you... Anyway, allegedly, done all sorts of terrible things.
Why are we talking about this on a comedy podcast?
Is this a comedy podcast?
I know, I keep plowing that furrow, but what else is it?
No, that's fair.
If anyone knows what it is, do get in touch.
Son, you don't own any Funko Pops, do you?
Not unless you count Hargreaves.
Right, why would I count Hargreaves?
Because he's sort of precious.
No, I would strongly advise you not to buy any.
Okay, I mean, I wasn't really considering buying any.
I always strongly advise people not to buy them because once you buy one, suddenly you've got 350.
Once you pop, you just can't stop.
Nice.
Yeah, things.
Funniest thing you've ever said. Only I will ever hear it. Is there any Funko Pop that you would buy?
I mean, I guess if Hargreaves, but...
Right. They do sometimes do animals.
Specifically individual people's pets.
Less so that.
I mean, I know they did the Schitt's Creek ones, and those probably the nearest. I guess if they did, like the Kennedy family and Neighbours.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Maybe. But I also think, and I hope you'll forgive me for this, it is possible to do things in moderation. So.
That's what I used to think, son. I mean,
I know I'm not the poster boy for that rebooks, but.
I have a collector's heart, Simon.
Well, not the sort that maintains any value on account of you needlessly destroying the boxes.
Well, no, that is the thing. In some ways, I'm not a collector. I like to have a collection of something. I just don't really care if it's worth money or not.
Well, you don't like these Myers-Briggs adjacent things. StrengthsFinders is one. But my top strength of the 36 was input, which is basically likes collecting things.
How does input mean likes collecting things?
Well, it just does. Leave me alone.
It very much doesn't mean that. I mean, if anything, it's the opposite.
What?
Like, collecting is taking something. Inputting is giving something.
But you like input.
What?
So it might be collecting ideas. It might be collecting books.
That's not
it might
input. Be collecting speaking. That's out. What? Are you like having?
You like having the input from others.
Right, okay.
Or from shops or whatever, I guess.
I did do one of these nonsense things. I think it was called like the Seven Colours or something. I don't know.
I'm sure it wasn't.
It was something to do with colours. It was a fairly niche one that had been made, I think, by church.
Did you respect the people who'd created it and take it seriously?
No, I don't respect them. Well, I did not take it seriously.
Right.
But at one point when, I can't remember, one of the colours, let's say orange or something, was... And the thing about these people is that they really don't like being lied to. And I actually did say, oh yeah, unlike me, I love being lied to. And
now,
it's not appreciated on my team.
I love you very much, Colin.
Oh, thanks, man.
You're my favourite person.
Appreciate it.
I do think you must be the people's nightmare on these things. You're like, I'm going to make whimsical asides instead of helping the person who's put effort into leading this course make it work well.
I mean, people did not appreciate my whimsical asides. No,
of course they didn't.
Having vented a little bit, I then played the game. And
okay.
I mean, obviously, I didn't keep any of the materials. In fact, I didn't actually do the thing because it was optional.
Colin, why can't you just be nice to people?
But I did, after a couple of hilarious comments, I did...
Gosh, they must be like, oh, I hope we don't have Colin in this one. It's like, he has to come. He's going to be a moan about it and then try and make his little comments.
I think it's just so stupid when, like, we're sitting there going, oh yeah, and the thing about these is they really value it when someone says nice things to them. It's like, yeah, yeah. So you're saying they're a human. Interesting. Fascinating. Or a dog, I suppose.
Maybe next time try and be a nicer person. Like, for example, right. I'm not interested in anything that you say, sure. but I had to put on a show of listening.
Do you appreciate that? Is that because you're an orange square?
You're an orange square.
Yeah, you got me there.
I mean, I find these things quite helpful about understanding people better.
Good.
For example, it really did help me that when you did the, I know you deny you haven't done the Myers-Briggs test, but I was there and you did it. But when I discovered that you were T and I was F, I was like, this explains so much.
Yeah, I love the way that all of humanity is divided into two. That's a thing that exists.
Okay, this feels very topical in some ways that you perhaps didn't intend.
Let's do it, Simon. Let's go. Let's plunge into the trans debate.
How about we don't do that?
No, fair enough. I'm happy to skip it this week.
We'll do a special next time.
Yeah. Can we cover transubstantiation whilst we're at it? I have some thoughts.
Which one's that? Is that the bread and wine?
Mm.
Yeah, no, let's not do that either.
Okay, well.
I'm just not a bit very controversial person, if I'm honest.
What is your most controversial view?
Well, do you mean that I'm willing to express?
Sure.
I think,
other than your passionate advocacy for Dr. Crippen.
I think meat eaters are closer to cannibals than they'd like to admit.
It's controversial. Yeah, no,
you fulfilled
the brief. Yeah. If that's something you genuinely believe.
I'm not saying they are cannibals.
Sure.
I'm saying on a spectrum from vegan to cannibal, they are cannibals.
Cannibals are carnivores.
Yeah.
They're closer to cannibals than vegans
like,
are.
Definitely than vegans are, but also than they'd like to admit.
Okay.
What's your most controversial? Well, no, it's controversial.
That's probably equivalent to saying like stamp collectors are closer to murderers than they like to commit. It's like they're pushing a stamp into a book, which is quite similar to pushing a guy into a stream.
Well, except I don't think that is quite similar. I do think eating our lovely animal friends is not very nice.
And that says the guy who kills helpless flowers. Well, I guess, is it controversial? I think lying via pool is really dumb.
Okay, I don't think anyone would be offended by that.
No.
I mean, it's nice to lie down anywhere, I suppose.
I think the Aladdin live-action remake is better than the original animated movie. Pretty controversial in film cycles.
Okay. Did I tell you about giving up bread for Lent and the controversy this caused?
Is the controversy that you keep eating stuff that you claim isn't bread?
Well, I do keep eating stuff I claim isn't bread because it's not bread.
Interesting. Is that the controversy, though? People think it is bread?
Yeah.
I mean, I was there when you were eating some stuff, which I'm with you, is not the stuff I saw you eat was not bread, then other people might think it is. I think a lot of people seem to think that anything that's pastry is.
Yeah, so croissants, I didn't even think it was controversial.
No, that's not bread.
The other day, my friend said that pasta was bread.
That's absurd.
Pasta. And I was wary about poppadoms, whereas the guy who thought pasta was bread, didn't think poppadoms were bread.
No, I mean, I guess it's just like if you say that any carbohydrate is bread.
Because I was like, poppadom is sort of performing the function of bread, like you might like dip it in stuff.
Hmm? Is that what you're doing with bread?
Sometimes. It's what you know when you've got a bit of balsamic and olive oil.
I don't know these things, but I do dip them in eggs, so I'll let you...
I had a really horrible drink the other day in a pub that was described as a non-alcoholic liqueur, and it tasted exactly like balsamic vinegar, which I do like, but not as a drink.
Mm. What does balsamic mean?
Mm. I don't know, actually. From balsam?
Write in if you know what balsamic vinegar means.
Yeah, and we'll pick one lucky entrance to appear on the next episode.
Yeah, to win an all-expenses-paid trip to the Canary Islands.
Okay. Are you paying those expenses?
No, they're all paid.
Oh, right.
No, wait a minute. Wait a minute. No, it seems to be just a plant called the balsam.
So it is from balsam.
You win the trip, I suppose.
Oh, my gosh. I'm packing right now. When is it?
Where are the Canary Islands?
When is it? Please at my lounge?
Yes.
I'm going to hold you to that. This is binding in the court of law.
It isn't on the basis that you haven't given me anything in return.
I gave you my love.
Right. Well, we can take it to court. But also, in my brief studying of these things, the fact that we are family means you probably can't get away with claiming that you thought this was a legal contract.
I have wondered, I've only tried to do it in the context of a board game, whether I could claim that we're the same person. What? On account of having the same DNA.
But we don't have the same DNA.
Yes, we do.
No, we don't.
We literally did a test that showed we had the same DNA.
It's not all the same DNA. Some of it's the same.
We were all...
what the test is for, but we don't have identical DNA.
We do have identical DNA.
We don't. No.
What do you mean? Of course we do.
That's not the case.
What are you saying?
Listen, I don't understand biology, but I once talked to someone who's a doctorate in something biological, and they told me we don't have the same DNA.
Well, they're wrong. I've got a test that says we have the same DNA markers.
Yeah.
Yep. So the rest is science. is this podcast now? That's a real podcast, isn't it? Which I thought was a play on the rest is silence, but is in fact
the rest is history. Kicked it all off, and then
Barbara's just texted me. What's Barbara want? Are you okay, my friend? Yes, I'm fine, Barbara.
Is that real?
Yeah. Huh. Yes, all fine, all good, Barbara. Normally, she does that if I haven't like moved around for a while, like if I'm ill. Or she can tell if I've not got out of bed, basically.
Oh, wow. No, I'm at the moment, I'm trying to make sure I get out of bed about 8 o'clock. It's my thing.
Okay.
8 o'clock, that's what I say.
Right. Okay. Did you see that guy who went viral with his, like, morning routine?
Mark Wahlberg?
No. He was just some influencer no one's heard of, but it was very funny because he got up at, like, 4:30 and then did a little montage of things with the times on, but it included things like reading a book for 30 seconds and then just thinking for 30 minutes eventually jumping into a pool in an instant. Well, maybe, yeah, I think he got out of the pool instantly. And it's like, I'm sure this is not really his day to day. And it also ended with him on the phone at work at 8:30 saying, no, we have to go for 10,000. That was the only words in the thing.
What's the first thing you do when you wake up, son?
Well, great question. So it depends. Do you mean the first time I wake up in the morning?
Or is this when you put the cat out of the room?
This is where, yeah, this is me being like, Hargreaves, why are you so loud? It's 5:30.
Right.
And then shut him away. So I guess the first thing I do when I'm actually getting up for the day is go and let Hargreaves out of whichever room I've shut him in.
Okay.
How about you?
I tend to put on a podcast and then quite often fall back to sleep. With that podcast on. But I think this morning I put on the Wheel Weaves podcast. So.
I've heard of it.
He had a great time. A great old time.
I met you, Squeaky Face. You did have a Squeaky Face. I got him there. Bang to rights.
Right. Well, we did it again. We made a solid 2-star podcast.
2 stars. We are the 2 stars. Putting the win
into twin.